You are now listening to Shh, Your Ancestors Are Speaking.
Hello, and welcome to my podcast. I am your host, Smoothie Fox. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We are going to continue our conversation with Castlevania Nocturne. Now, where we left off, we were talking about Papa Legba, and he was the first introduction into the spiritual realm, which makes sense because he grants you access to other gods and goddesses. And where Annette was at this point mentally when she felt that she needed more than Papa Legba, she felt very lost. She felt very alone. She felt like what she had wasn't enough. And I think we all can relate where we feel like we just need that extra oomph, or we feel like all the cards are stacked against us. And she felt as if the enemies were winning. And then she also could not hear her ancestors at this point. She saw them, but she could not properly hear them. So she was just at her wit's end. And I know a lot of us feel like that right now, where we're at our wit's end, where we feel like everything is stacked up against us. But really, that's when we have to really lean into our faith and kind of close our mouths and open our ears to what the divine has us to hear, which was the introduction to Ogun. Now, before I do the comparison of the series, I want to kind of give you a little bit of background on Ogun. He is another Yoruba god. He is a god of war, but also iron. And also he is known as the remover of obstacles. Typically, you see him with either silver chains or bracelets. He is of earth element, which in the series, Annette uses and manipulates the earth to turn it into weapons when needed. So it's funny that she already had this gift before she connected with Ogun. He is seen as an authority figure by most people. He is hard working, but also slightly suspicious. And a bit selfish. He kind of considers himself the pillar of justice. So kind of, you know, Batman vibes, right? If we're going to compare these figures and this archetype, that he protects you from enemies. He's a clearer of obstacles in the path of spiritual growth. And that's exactly when he stepped in with Annette. She couldn't hear her ancestors. So he removed that block and that obstacle so she could connect with her ancestors, so she could get the direction that she needed in her current situation, because they had pretty much lost one of their good friends in the series. Also, the Richter's mother, or the woman that he was taking care of him as a mother, she sacrificed herself for her daughter's life. So you have to think at that point, they just felt like everything was stacked against them. Ogun, he helped her along the quest. When you see him in the opening, he is working with steel and iron. You see him banging out the iron. And I also want to connect that to how that's a lot of the pressure that we feel that's happening right now, right? That a lot of times we feel like we are being banged on and we are being molded. It doesn't feel like a molding. It feels just like this pressure, but it is divine pressure. We are being molded to be a sharp tool, to be an instrument of our higher self or God. So we have to allow ourselves to be molded and perfected correctly. The only way for us to be used as a sharp tool is that our imperfections get banged out. And that's us confronting our shadow work. And that is what Ogun helps you do. He helps you confront the dark shadows of ourself. So therefore, we may come out better than we went in. He gave her strength. I also want to notate that when I was doing my research on the series, I must have missed this part, but I realized that her connection to Ogun was through her father, that her father was a descendant of Ogun. So therefore, her connection with him was a birthright. And that kind of makes sense because you see her use the earth before she even know who Ogun is. That when the big battle happened, when she was trying to find the soul of Sekhmet, she was in a spiritual warfare. And doesn't that kind of feel like where we are now in a spiritual warfare? And to me, it does not matter what we believe in. To me, what matters is that we lean into our beliefs, believing in who we are, knowing that we can overcome and that everything that is happening is for us. If there's any lesson through this series with Ogun and some of the reoccurring things that I'm talking about in these series and in these movies or in these, you know, stories, is that through hardship comes reward. Through hardship comes reward. And right when you feel like there's nothing else for you to do, that is when you feel that fire that fuels you through. Right when she was fighting that monster and she thought she wasn't going to be able to make it through, it was that extra oomph that Ogun provided that allowed her to overpower the monster. And then even when she was just going to give up her life, he then takes her and throws her back in her body, bringing her back into reality. And that is why they were able to beat Sekhmet. Now, I'm going to explain Sekhmet, who she is, where she comes from in the next series, because I just want, I mean, in the next podcast, because I just want to give each god their space where I'm able to discuss who they were, how they helped her, and how we also can channel these gods and goddesses to help us on the path, especially when we feel as if we are lost or we feel as if that we have nowhere to turn. I thought it was very interesting that when she couldn't hear her ancestors, they looked like blank faces. And I believe a lot of us have forgotten where we come from. You know, I hear this saying quite a bit, especially with what's going on in the world, that we are not our ancestors. And I really don't like that reference because you have to think that our ancestors did what they could with what they had at the time, and that there were revolutionaries before their time in these periods, and they are the reason that we are here today. It was those people that fought against all odds, even when it wasn't popular, even when it made them, when people villainized them, even when it made them enemies of the state, that they put everything on the line. And for us to kind of disregard that and pretend that revolution is something new, that with Pluto being in Aquarius, it is nothing but symbolic of all the times that people have stood against tyranny. And it isn't such big thought processes. Right now in your life, you are able to stand against tyranny, whether you believe differently than your family and you are the black sheep and you feel like no one's on your side, or you walk into a job and there's very passive aggressive things happen and you feel as if you cannot make it through. All of this is why we are who we are. All of this makes us into being. So revolution is not a new thing. It's actually a thing as old as time. And as long as there are people oppressed, eventually there will always be a revolution. And that is exactly what's happening today. It's not about what is happening to you. It is, this is happening for you. It's happening for you. And I know that might be difficult to hear. And I don't want to be insensitive to people feeling lost, but it is it's a true statement. It's about, this is happening for you. Why is this happening? What is this having you to confront? In the series, Annette had to confront herself, her faith, the belief in herself. She had to confront almost the impossible. You know, do not believe the lies about yourself. Believe in your higher self. Believe in your faith. That is what is going to allow you to get through. There is a prayer for Ogun that I want to close out with because I thought it was very, very powerful. It says, please show me how to be brave. Even in the midst of fear, may I not shy away from battle. Make me strong enough to overcome my challenges. May no war overpower me. Now think about that. May no war overpower me. I don't think that that's just an external war that we all are aware of. I think it's also about the internal war. We battle with ourselves every day. We hyper-focus on things that won't matter in 5 to 10 years. We don't appreciate the things that are happening in our life right now. I think it's great that we want to be better, but we also have to appreciate what we have and where we are. Make no war overpower me. The war in your mind, the war in your family, the war in your community, the war in your country, the war in yourself, the war in the world. May no war overpower me. I just want to end this podcast by sending you all so much love and light. And I want to empower everyone to be able to see their higher self and know that you can have that. You do not have to have the life that your ancestors had. You can always change. We can value where we come from, but also adapt to what's happening. But we also have to let go of what no longer serves us to be able to do that. So stop battling with yourself. Listen to yourself. Take some time out to yourself to know who you are so you can know what you're fighting for. There is a channeler by the name of Bashar, and he talks a lot about passion and how our happiness is linked to living passionate lives. And I want each and every one of you to think to yourself, are you fulfilling your purpose? And are you passionate about what you have to do in your life? And if the answer is no, then you need to take some time to think to yourself about it. Now, if anyone wants to add anything to this, please comment below. You can always email me through smoothiefox.com. I'll be happy to discuss anything that you guys want to add to this. And I look forward to us talking about SickMet next week. All right. Have a great week, y'all. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Shh, Your Ancestors Are Speaking. Subscribe to the channel and click the follow button. For updates on current events, follow Smoothie Fox on Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok.